From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian government planes bombed U.S.-supported Kurdish militia targets in the northeastern town of Hasaka on Friday. The airstrikes mark the first time since the start of the country's civil war that Syrian government warplanes targeted a majority Kurdish enclave. They also appear to mark a break between Syrian government troops and Kurdish forces that had been working loosely together against Islamic State fighters for the past 2 years. The head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that more than 20 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. Also Friday, two Syrian aircraft tried to pass through the airspace around Hasaka but left, without incident, when they were met by coalition fighter jets. The coalition F-22 aircraft came within 1.6 kilometers of the Syrian planes. Meanwhile, the UN Children's Organization UNICEF says thousands of Syrian children are in danger of contracting diseases as taps have gone dry in some parts of the city of Aleppo. Spokesman Christoph Bulirak added that ongoing fighting has made getting clean water or electricity extremely difficult.
Heavy fighting and the escalation in violence since 4 August is preventing technicians from repairing the severely damaged electricity and water systems in the city.
The UN has proposed a 48-hour ceasefire in Aleppo to allow humanitarian relief supplies to be distributed in the city. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. An International Olympic Committee disciplinary commission will investigate a robbery scandal involving U.S. swimmers Ryan Lochte, Jack Conger, Gunnar Bentz, and James Feegan. The Associated Press reported that IOC spokesman Mark Adams acknowledged the panel had been set up but offered no other details. The athletes initially told police they had been robbed at gunpoint early Sunday morning on their way back from a party outside the Olympic Village in Rio de Janeiro. But two of the swimmers admitted to fabricating that story after they were detained at the airport late Wednesday while attempting to head back to the United States. They were seen on closed-circuit television damaging a restroom in a gas station. Lochte apologized for his behavior in a statement on Twitter Friday. The U.S. Olympic Committee also apologized to Brazil for the false robbery claim. Meanwhile, on the track, Jamaica's Usain Bolt won his 9th Olympic gold medal by leading his team to the 4x100-meter relay title Friday night. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump visited flood-ravaged parts of Louisiana with his vice presidential candidate Mike Pence on Friday. Speaking later in Michigan, Trump praised the spirit of the people in Louisiana. He also took a shot at President Barack Obama for not ending his vacation early to go to the flood-ravaged areas.
The devastation, likewise, they've never seen anything like it. But the spirit of the people is incredible. And honestly, Obama ought to get off the golf course and get down there.
The president has been on vacation on Martha's Vineyard. The White House announced Friday Mr. Obama will visit Louisiana Tuesday. Also Friday, a U.S. judge ordered Hillary Clinton to answer questions in writing from a conservative legal advocacy group about her use of private email during her tenure as Secretary of State. U.S. fire officials said a preliminary assessment shows that at least 96 single-family homes have been destroyed by a huge Southern California wildfire. Kathy Mattingly of the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection said some ground has been gained, but the blaze is only partially contained.
We're making progress. Obviously, we're hopeful and cautious at the same time because we're still in under red flag warning until tonight. And so we want to be careful as we're continuing these efforts.
More than 34,000 homes and some 82,000 residents were under evacuation orders at one point. No deaths have been reported so far in this week's fires. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.